Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to Daily Fire. Live with me on Blog Talk Radio. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on the Daily Fire podcast. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, designed to take you to a higher level in Christ by provoking you to move from the status quo to glory to glory. We have live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then I assign your task for today. Our topic for today is winning the battles in your mind. Winning the battles in your mind. And our scriptures come from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, and Philippians 4, verse 8. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call in by dialing 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in with me right now. But if you cannot tune in live, you can hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my ministry website, feelthefire.com. FeeldFire.com. FeeldFire.com. Or even better, follow the Daily Fire podcast so the recording will be text straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you can listen to it at any time throughout the day. Just open your text message, click the link, and it will take you straight to the recording. Follow by texting the letters DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That's DF to phone number 33222. Well, all of this information, if you couldn't write it down, is on my ministry website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. Let's get into the Word. I'm in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 1 through 2, reading from the KJV. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Come on and give the Lord praise for his word. Just say, thank you, Jesus. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Winning the battles in your mind. Satan is busy. Every day and all day, he's bringing to our minds thoughts which are outside of the will and word of God. These are thoughts that are, you know, adverse to us. Sometimes the thoughts are for us to do something to harm ourselves, you know, maybe to commit suicide or to hit yourself or cut yourself. Yes, people do these things every day. Sometimes the thoughts are to do harm to others. you know, to assault someone, batter someone, murder someone. And surely we see the evidence of that, sadly, almost daily in our country. Almost every day that we turn on the news, someone has effectuated a mass shooting. Someone has murdered or committed a mass murder, gone into a bank or gone into a school, gone into a store, gone onto their job, or just randomly, you know, they're shooting people in the streets. This is what Satan does. He comes into our minds. And when I say our, I mean every one of us. Those of us who are saved are not exempt. Even with us trying to live our best lives pursuant to the will of the Lord, Satan comes. And he just inserts bad thoughts into our minds. Sometimes it just seems arbitrary. Where did that thought come from, you ask? You're in the middle of praising God, or even now you're listening to Daily Fire, and your mind is multitasking. You're trying to stay focused so that you can get this hot manna for your soul, so that you can move to a higher level in Christ, so that you can come out of the status quo of the routine existence of your life, because you understand through getting this fire every day that God has better for you. But Satan is talking to you even now. He's bringing up stuff you have to do later. He's telling you to, browse on your phone. He's telling you to turn on the television, text someone, read a text that you just got. Oh, is this hitting home? Someone's calling. Go ahead and take that call right now. No, you have to say, I cannot let my mind be controlled by someone else. I got to win this battle of, you know, controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts. We now have such short attention spans that we are almost incapable of listening to anyone for 2 consecutive minutes without our minds going somewhere. If we tweet, we got a tweet, it used to be, and I think 140 characters or less, and some of us just could not do that. We had to make 5 tweets because we had the inability to convey our thoughts concisely. So then they gave us 280 characters, and the collateral damage of that is that now that's how we talk, right? And that's how we pay attention. I better hear it in less than 280 characters. Even when we text someone, we have so many new abbreviations that sometimes if the text is coming from one of my niece who's a teenager, I don't know what in the world she's talking about. And I have to ask her, what does this mean? What does that mean? And she just laughs at me because this is how we're now communicating. And the way we're communicating is a symptom of the way we think. And the way we think is the evidence of our inability now to control our own thought processes. And that's a shame, because God wants our minds to be renewed so that we can focus on Him. And in focusing on Him, instead of reaping the collateral damage of the inability to focus, we begin to reap collateral benefits of having minds stayed on God, having minds which are renewed in Him morning by morning and day by day and all throughout the day, resubmitting our minds to Him. In Romans 12:1-2 that I read unto you, the Bible told us you can't be conformed to this world. You can't live in accordance with this world, but you have to be transformed. And how do you do that? It told us by renewing our minds. And in doing so, then we can prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, when people premeditate to break the law, what some folks don't understand, going to my attorney hat here, is that premeditation can happen in an instant. A lot of people feel like if you're trying to prove, or the prosecutor's trying to prove that, you know, one of my clients committed premeditated murder, that you got to be able to show, oh, there were days and days of this planning. No, you can premeditate something, think it out, and deliberate to do it in just a few seconds or in a minute. So So this is why the Lord is telling us, you got to take control of your mind, and not only take control of it, but win the battle, because that split second between when you decided to go out there and have an affair, that was the split second wherein if you had renewed your mind in Christ, you would not have committed the adultery that ended up impregnating your sidekick and then destroying your marriage with the wife you truly love, also harming, humiliating, and embarrassing your children and affecting your wallet when you have to pay child support from the divorce, renewing and winning the battle in your mind. And you, wife, you would not have cheated and gotten pregnant knowing that you had a good husband, and now you're pregnant by someone else, and here you've lost your good thing. If we would renew our minds, then that second before we assault someone or batter someone, because Lord knows they've gotten on our last nerves. Believe me, I understand. But it's not worth it to be charged with a crime, and then you got to pay money for me to come defend you. You're talking about maybe being suspended from or losing your job for being arrested. That split second where you needed to win the battle in your mind, or that split second, man, before you jumped on that woman, before you abused her, that was the split second that you needed to renew your mind and say, let me walk away. Even if I have to end this relationship because it's so toxic that we're always in this place, let me walk away. That would have been the split second that caused you not to now have a record and a history of domestic violence. Are you understanding what I'm talking about, everyone? The split second before you abused your child, the split second before you spent your last dime knowing that you needed to pay your mortgage or you needed to pay your light bill and now your lights are out, that split second before you gave yourself away to someone who didn't deserve you, that split second before you opened your mouth to speak instead of praying before you spoke like the Holy Spirit told you, that split second is when you needed to renew your mind, when you needed to call out to Jesus and say, help me to do the right thing, help me to say the right thing. See, this has to become a pattern. And I'm talking to myself too. Just the other day, I saw myself get drawn into, verbal sparring, if you will, with a prosecutor to a point that I didn't like for myself, because her attitude was so argumentative, controversial, so just, wow. There was a word I was going to say, but I'm not going to say it. And so to actually appear before the judge with her, you had to keep going back and forth. And before I knew it, I saw myself acting like her. And it bothered me the whole day. As a matter of fact, I called one of my friends and asked her to pray for me, because I don't like to be drawn out of character. I've spent years cultivating my character and my reputation, and I just said, oh, I didn't like it. But I needed in that split second to have renewed my mind, glory, to have prayed before I spoke. Because when I win the battle in my mind, everything else, the actions will follow. When you win the battle of refusing to be conformed to this world, by giving your mind to Christ as many times as you need to, there's no shame in having to say, Lord, my mind is not on the right thing. I repent. Help me, Jesus. Then you will win the battle. And because you win that battle, your life will reap the victory of the spoils of war. Let's get ready to go into prayer. We don't have but 15 minutes. Hallelujah. Father, we magnify you. We say thank you. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. Father, we ask you to clean us up right now. We submit our minds to you. We submit our minds to you. We submit our minds to you. And we say, renew us, Father. Renew our minds right now. Clean up our minds, Father. Let us think, Father, on the things that are true and the things that are honest, the things that are just and pure, those things which are lovely and of good report. Where there's virtue, where there's goodness, where there's hallelujah, where there's praise, help us to focus and think on these things. We are winning the battle in our minds. We are winning the battles in our minds. We are winning, winning, winning. We're placing Satan under submission to the will of God. We are winning the battles in our minds. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Bless them right now. Bless them right now. Send down your blessings on them today and all through this weekend. Bless their family. Bless everything they put their hands to. Let your blessings come forth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everyone say, I am winning the battles in my mind. Say, I will win the battles in my mind. Let me do the altar call, and then we will end with your task. Keep on praising God. For those of you who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Welcome to the family of Christ. Everybody say, I will win the battles in my mind. Say it again, I will win the battles in my mind. Now remember, make sure you're going to church this weekend. If you don't have a church home, we would love to have you in Miami at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ, 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue. If you could not write that down, it's on my website, feeldefire.com, the address, FeeldFire.com, FeeldFire.com. Also, don't forget to follow by texting the letters BS to phone number 33222. Now, our topic for today is winning the battles in your mind. Your task for this entire weekend is to submit your mind to the Lord each day and then renew it as many times as you need to by asking God to cleanse your mind. Because I want you to live in the spoils of the war like God does, the victory of war, as opposed to the collateral damage of defeat. I'll see you Monday morning. I'm on my way to court in Fort Lauderdale this morning. Don't miss the fire.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Victory is here. Kick defeat out the door.